Coming up next to the stage, we have a Chicago-based designer who told me to tell you all that she loves big dogs. This is Sabella Flagg. I also love big dogs. I have big dogs.
Hi, guys. Today we've been talking a lot about beginnings. And the funny thing about beginnings is that usually something has to end. Or it at least changes so dramatically that you don't even recognize it anymore. Because if there's one thing in life that's constant, sorry, no, that's a lie, it's three. It's death, taxes, and change. And I'm just going to talk about change today, because that's much better. Before I can even tell you about the changes that are happening to me this year, I have to take you back to roughly exactly a year ago this time. And I was in a totally different place this year. I actually found myself in a position that I hadn't been in about 8 years. I was heartbroken for the first time in 8 years. And so I did what I did best. When that happens, I left the country. Because who wants to be here when this hurts? I stopped in Seattle for some much needed R&R for my best friend. And then we spent a lot of time in Vancouver. And then I obviously made my way back to Chicago. And Vancouver isn't even the furthest I've traveled on a broken heart. That would be the year I spent living in China. And that is a completely different story, but the long and short of it is that my now ex-best friend from high school and my ex-best friend from college, who also happened to be the first guy I fell in love with, in my second year of college, they found each other and subsequently lost me. This, of course, affected the way I dated, because, duh, like, that's pretty, like, that messes with your head. I was too afraid to date anyone that I really liked. I was too afraid to even have friends. And I'm actually, still to this day, really happy that all my friends are either engaged or married. So when I introduce them to guys that I'm dating, I'm like, no worries here. You've got a man. The funny thing is, this also impacted the way that I worked. And it took a really long time for me to realize this. So what was happening is that I'd be really excited to start a new job, but I'd walk in and I'd be like, I'm going to be here for like a year or like two at most. I could see an end date. And that's how I worked for the longest time. And that's how I dated for the longest time. I just dated people who were okay. If I liked you, we weren't going to date. We were going to be very awkward friends. But things changed. I changed. And I found the place that I really fell in love with in 2013. It was really fun. I was surrounded by what I call beautiful vampires. So like, if you ask me later where I used to work and go to their team website, and they're just like models. Like, I'm like, why am I? This is weird. It was also very challenging. A lot of times I'm just like, am I a moron or is this really hard? And the answer is it was really hard. And it was the first place that I really felt like home, and I started making connections and I started making friends, and I felt like I was building a community and things were going really well. I walked into this place and I could not see an end date, and I tried really hard to figure it out because that's scary to not know an end date. But I didn't have one for this place. In 2015, I got laid off. Another big change, another heartbreak. But I didn't travel this time. I kind of did. I sat on my couch for 2 weeks being really sad, rewatching all the episodes of Black Mirror, which is the best sci-fi show on Netflix. If you have not seen it, I don't know what you're doing with your life. And then I watched all of The Office and cried some more. And you know what my friends from work were doing in this time when I was being completely unproductive because I could not function? They were filling my inbox with leads. They were making introductions for me. They were sending critiques of my resume and my portfolio. And there's a reason why I call them GT fam. Because of this, I was able to kickstart my freelance career and keep my head above water, which basically for me means paying off my student loans and then eating sometimes. In December, I flew out to Seattle, which is a city that I've always loved. If you're friends with me on Facebook, I have a photo album called I'm Emotionally Cheating on Chicago with Seattle, but Chicago's cool with it. And I came back with a full-time job offer. And that guy from earlier in the year, who was the heartbreak guy, despite all the crappy people in our lives, and I want to use a different word, but I want my mom to listen to this podcast and be proud of me, because the last one I cursed a lot, so I'm going to say crappy. Because of the crappy people in our lives, both in the past and sometimes still present, still here with us, somehow, despite all that, we reconnected, and I still count him as one of the most important people in my life. It's that guy over there, a really cute, tall blondie. There's been a list circulating online. I don't know how old it is. Bill's shaking his head because that's his roommate. And he introduces him as that asshole. But he's not. He's a good guy. There's a list online called What I Learned from Playing Video Games. And it's about 15 points long. And so I picked out some key ones that are pertinent to what I'm currently going through. If you're facing new challenges or obstacles, then you're going the right way. Everyone is worth talking to. Don't hold on too much crap, because you won't be able to move around as freely. And having just packed a truck of my stuff on Wednesday, I can really attest to that. Don't be deterred if a challenge is too much for you. Go back, level up, increase your skill, and try again. You also don't have to plow through the main storyline. The best content sometimes is in the side quests. Take full advantage of character customization. And the very last one is, decisions rarely affect only you. Choose wisely. And that last one really sticks home for me, because this place gave me a month to decide, and the morning I had to let the recruiter know, I was still running through my pros and cons list. And I'm all for adventure, and it's very admirable to think that someone runs fully towards adventure without thinking about the repercussions, and that's not completely true. This affects everyone. This affects that guy. This affects my friends, both old and new. This affects my family, and I've publicly declared that this is the thing that I'm doing. I packed up my stuff, and it's traveling right now to the West Coast, and there's still one thing that I haven't done, and I'm going to do it in front of you guys right now. I have not bought my ticket to Seattle, my one-way ticket. And I have to leave in like 10 days. So, I have queued up, my phone is literally about to die. I have queued up all my information, and I'm gonna count to three. And on three, with all of your positivity that you can muster, I want you guys to say back to me, cheers to new beginnings. All right, so on three. Ready? One. Two. Three.
Cheers to new beginnings!
Let's see. It's reloading. Typical. I did it. It's done. I have a ticket. That's my story.
Yeah, Samantha Flagg, that was amazing. Since this show started, I have wanted so bad to tell a story that ends in the telling. And you know what I think put that idea in my head? I don't know if anyone out there is going to get this. You are our usual typical nerdy crowd. Almost got him from Batman the Animated Series. Ever since I saw that, I want to tell a story that ends while it's being told. Sabella, thank you for finally doing that on this podcast. That was so awesome. Best of luck in your future endeavors. Seattle is the best.